Welcome back to Economag on English Waves. Brexit has left British politics in ruins. Prime Minister David Cameron will resign, and Chancellor George Osborne will surely follow him. Boris Johnson has renounced his claim for the Tory leadership. Jeremy Corbyn faces a tremendous challenge within his own party. And now even Nigel Farage has resigned from UKIP. The ruling party has no leader, the opposition is trying to get rid of its leader, and even radicals don't seem very willing to take this opportunity. Everyone is afraid of what is happening now and doesn't want to be held responsible. The rats are leaving the sinking ship. The Conservative Party is in complete chaos. During the campaign, David Cameron had promised that he would stay and lead the country out of the EU in the case of a Leave majority, but he refuses to invoke Article 50 yet, which would be the formal start of the withdrawal process, and he is expected to step down in a few months, maintaining a lame duck cabinet in the meantime. George Osborne was expected to succeed him at some point if the Remain vote won, but now his position is very weak and he might not stay in the cabinet when a new prime minister steps in. Boris Johnson was decisive for the Leave campaign and was expected to claim the Tory leadership and become prime minister, but he has already given up after the betrayal of his friend Michael Gove. Michael Gove intends to become prime minister after having said for years that he is not fit for the job. Candidates are fighting on different agendas, but in the end, Theresa May, the effective Home Secretary, will probably emerge as the most reasonable choice. She has always been a Eurosceptic, but she backed Remain in the name of party discipline and stability. Now she promises to deliver a proper Brexit, but her calm and discipline are likely to appeal to Conservative voters who see a new Margaret Thatcher in her. A snap election might have to be called by the end of the year because many things that Cameron and the Conservatives had promised in the elections 1 year ago are no longer possible under a Brexit. Nigel Farage has also resigned from his party. He claimed that his sole goal was to get Britain out of the EU. Now that this is accomplished, he doesn't feel the need to keep fighting. He even said, quote, "I want my life back." It really seems that the rat is leaving the sinking ship and leaving the mess to others. Actor Christopher Waltz has even called Farage the head rat. However, this resignation might not be for real. After the 2015 parliamentary elections, he resigned from his party because he was not elected to the House of Commons. But his party refused his resignation and re-elected him. He might be pulling the same trick of resignation and re-election again this time, and he has not resigned from the European Parliament yet. On the left, one rat does not want to leave the ship, even though everyone is asking him to step down. Since his election as Labour leader last year, Jeremy Corbyn has enjoyed wide support among Labour activists, but open hostility from his colleagues in Parliament. They think that he is too far left and unelectable. On the other hand, Momentum, the group of left-wing activists behind Corbyn, feels that many centre-left politicians have betrayed the socialist ideal behind the Labour Party. Tony Blair maintained many of Margaret Thatcher's policies, and he participated in the Iraq War along with George Bush. Conflict was inevitable. It is not only the Blairites, but the vast majority of Labour MPs who voted a motion of no confidence against Jeremy Corbyn. According to them, he did not campaign strongly enough against Brexit, and he seems to be watching from a distance now, even though the consequences are very serious for Britain and its economy. Most of the Labour MPs no longer trust their leader. Corbyn, however, did not resign, and there will be a new leadership election. This will be bloody, and it is very possible that there will be a party split between the left and the centre-left. This has already happened when in the 80s some of the Labour Party created a Social Democratic Party. Stay tuned to Economag.